back and enjoy the Two True Freaks Internet Radio Broadcast.
Welcome back to Charlie's Geekcast Presents The Adventures of Superman. Our first episode of the day, Happyland Amusement Park Part 4, which first aired on July 15th, 1940, starring Bud Collier as Clark Kent / Superman. Enjoy!
Presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Up in the sky! Look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
Now, Superman, courageous visitor from the planet Krypton, who can race a speeding bullet to its target, leap tall buildings at a single bound, and walks about among ordinary men, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for the Daily Planet newspaper. As you no doubt recall, the Happyland Amusement Park, owned by young Nancy Fardet, is the scene of excitement and danger. Twice in one day, Midway Martin, owner of a competitive amusement park called Carnival Town, has tried to seriously injure Nancy Fardet so that she can no longer operate Happyland. But twice Clark Kent as Superman foiled Martin and his crooked henchman, Kelly. When we last saw Kent, he was waiting outside Midway Martin's office at Carnival Town, applying for a job as a strongman under the name of Bill Jones, hoping to get concrete evidence against Martin and Kelly. In the meantime, everything at the Happyland amusement park seems to be running smoothly. As our story continues today, we find Nancy Fardet and her close friend Lois Lane, the girl reporter, discussing the exciting events that have gone before. Listen.
It doesn't look as though anything else is going to happen, Lois.
Say, haven't you had enough? A runaway and an almost fatal accident on a roller coaster all in one day.
More than enough. You know, I get cold shivers every time I think that if it hadn't been for Mr. Kent discovering that loose piece of track on the Sky Chaser, a dozen people would have been killed. Incidentally, I haven't thanked him. Where is he?
He had a special assignment to cover.
When you see him, Lois, please tell him how grateful I am.
Oh, you mean if I see him?
Well, you're bound to bump into him since you both work on the same paper.
Yes. If he ever shows up,
Lois. You're talking in riddles. Is anything wrong? Has anything happened to Mr. Kent?
Well, not that I know of, but there's no telling, and something may happen to him if he keeps on trying to play detective.
What do you mean?
Well, I suppose I might just as well tell you. Can you keep a secret, Nancy?
Of course.
Promise not to tell a soul?
On my word of honor.
All right. Come over here where it's quieter.
Well, what is it, Lois? You've got me all on edge.
It's simply this. Clark Kent suspects that Midway Martin, or someone he hired, removed that piece of track from the Sky Chaser in order to wreck one of the roller coaster cars.
Why, it's almost murder. If someone had been killed...
Yes, I know, but putting acid on those parade horses so they bolt and wreck the carriage you and I were riding in was attempted murder, too. And yes, someone was responsible for it.
Is Mr. Kent positive it was Midway Martin?
Yes, but he has no concrete evidence. That's why he left here so suddenly, to get the evidence necessary to put Martin behind bars.
Where did he go, Lois?
That's what bothers me. I'm afraid he went to Carnival Town to see Martin. Oh, he'd just be fool enough to try and tackle Martin alone.
Do you think we'd better call in the police?
What good would that do? You can't throw a man into jail because you suspect he did something. Oh, there's only one thing I can do right now. That's drive over to Carnival Town and see what's what.
I'll go with you.
Don't be silly. You've got to stay here at Happyland and keep an eye on things.
No, I don't. Everything's taken care of. The rides are all working. The concessions are all open. I want to go along.
Well, we may run into trouble, Nancy.
Trouble's my middle name.
All right. You insist, but don't forget, I warned you, we may run into trouble. Come on, the car's over in the parking lot.
Both Martin and his henchman, Kelly, are in the front room of the shack Martin uses for an office. while Clark Kent, masquerading as Bill Jones, waits outside in Kelly's car.
You sure you didn't make a mistake, Kelly?
Yeah, I'm sure. I told you what happened. Some guy slugged me when I come out of the telephone booth over at Happy.
Yeah, I know all that.
Well, when I come to, this guy sitting out in the car was bending over me. So I told him I'd give him $5 to drive me here. Well, on the way, he said his name was Bill Jones, and that he did a strong man act.
Go on.
He didn't sound like no strong man to me. So just to make sure, I lifted his wallet out of his jacket pocket.
And the business cards we found in the wallet showed he was Clark Kent, a reporter for the Daily Planet.
That's right, Midway.
Did he say he wanted a job here?
Yeah. He said he'd seen you this afternoon, but you told him you weren't hiring nobody.
Well, I've changed my mind, Kelly. Bring him in.
Okay.
Come on in, Jones.
Step inside. Midway, this is Bill Jones. He does a strong man act.
Glad to know you, Jones. Weren't you here this afternoon?
That's right, Mr. Martin. You said there wasn't a job for me, but I thought
sure,
that...
Sure, sure. You do a strong man act. Is that it, Jones?
Yes, sir.
Can you lift a 500-pound weight?
Oh, easily, sir.
How about 1,000 pounds? Can you lift that?
I think so.
That's a hot one.
Shut up, Kelly. Well, Jones, we'll try you out. I've got something in this drawer here. A bright, shiny .38 caliber revolver. Now let's see how strong you are. Let's see whether you can lift your hands way over your head.
Oh, Mr. Martin, why are you pointing a gun at me? I haven't done anything.
Who do you think you're kidding? Bill Jones, strongman, huh? You mean Clark Kent, reporter? Frisk him, Kelly.
Just a minute. I don't know what you're talking about, Mr. Martin.
Not much you don't. Frisk him.
Okay. Nothing out of Midway.
I'm sure you're making a mistake, Mr. Martin.
Oh, yeah? Where's that wallet, Kelly?
Here, right here.
That wallet came out of your pocket, wise guy. And the business cards in it prove that you're Clark Kent, a reporter for the Daily Planet.
All right, what if I am Clark Kent?
I want to know why you're snooping around here. And I better know in a hurry before I lose my temper.
Figured you were pretty smart, didn't you?
Keep quiet, Kelly. Go ahead, Kent.
I don't have to tell you why I'm snooping around, Martin. You know what happened at the Happyland Amusement Park today?
I don't know nothing.
All right, then I'll tell you. There were two accidents. One when the horses pulling Nancy Barnett's carriage bolted and ran away. The other when the roller coaster car she was riding in almost crashed because a piece of track had been removed.
What's that got to do with me?
Plenty, Martin. I think you were responsible for both accidents.
Why, you dirty...
Give it to him, Midway.
Take it easy, Martin. You're in plenty of trouble as it is.
Oh, I am, and I... Well, maybe this'll get me up.
Oh! Boy, you sure waddled with that gun button, Midway. He's out cold.
Tie him up. Get him in the back room.
Hey, maybe we better rub him out. He knows too much.
Don't be a fool. Think I want a murder rap hanging over me? What if he does know something? Yeah, prove it. Got him tied?
Yeah.
All right, drag him in the back room. We gotta work fast.
Okay.
Okay, leave him there. He'll be out for a good long time. Come on.
Oh, I'll be out for a long time, will I? Well, maybe as Clark Kent.
But not as Superman. I had to make believe that wallop on the head knocked me out in order to get more information. Now, I'll just rip these ropes off. There. Now, I'll step a little closer to the door. Maybe Midway Martin will do a little talking.
Out of the way.
Yes. I can hear them clearly.
The so it won't stay open very long.
How?
Well, I got an idea. They run fireworks in Happy Land, don't they?
Yeah, every hour. But what's on your mind?
Fireworks are dangerous, aren't they? Something could go wrong.
What do you mean?
Instead of shooting off the regular fireworks, suppose we fix it so something got shot off to set fire to the whole amusement park. Nobody can pin that on us today.
You sure figure things out, Midway.
All right, let's get working. I got some stuff that'll make ashes out of Happy Land in an hour. Come on.
I don't think you'll make ashes out of anything, Midway Martin. This is just the opportunity I've been looking for. The opportunity to catch you in the act. I'll make sure to get back to Happy Land in a hurry, and I'll be waiting for you. Now, up with the window. And away!
Red cloak streaming in the wind, Superman streaks for the Happy Land amusement park like a shaft of light. confident that at last he is about to get the evidence he needs. In the meantime, Midway Martin and Kelly have emptied the harmless powder from a giant firecracker and are filling it with an explosive that will bring fire and destruction to Nancy Bardet's amusement park. Listen.
There, she's all set, Midway.
Okay, take it over to the car. Handle it gently.
Yeah.
Here, wait, I'll open the door.
She's pretty heavy. Holy smoke.
What's the matter?
Shut that door, Midway, quick.
What's up?
That Bardet dame and her friend are here.
You're sure?
Yeah, they were getting out of a car. Listen, Midway, she mustn't see me here with you. I'm supposed to be working for her.
She won't see you. Get in the back room.
Well, what'll I do with this fire?
Take it in the back room with you. Chances are we won't need it.
How come?
I've got an idea that in another couple of minutes, the Happy Land Amusement Park will belong to me. In fact, I'm sure of it.
What new scheme for gaining possession of Happy Land Park is running through Midway Martin's mind? And how does he plan to force Nancy Bardet to give up Happy Land? With Superman miles away, are Nancy and Lois any match for Martin's cunning? Tune in next time and learn what happened.
Up in the sky, look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.
Our second episode of the day, Happyland Amusement Park, Part 5, which first aired on July 17th, 1940. Enjoy!
Presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Up in the sky! Look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
Superman, valiant, courageous visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with a physical structure never before realized by mortal men. Superman, who can bend steel in his bare hands, leap a high building at a single bound, race a speeding bullet to its target. Superman, friend of the weak and the oppressed, who carries on a never-ending battle for truth and justice, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for the Daily Planet newspaper. When we last saw Kent as Superman, he was on his way to the Happy Land Amusement Park to foil a diabolical plot to set the park on fire. Midway Martin, owner of a rival amusement park called Carnival Town, has already made two attempts to ruin Happy Land after trying unsuccessfully to buy it at one-tenth its value from Nancy Bardet, its youthful owner. Both times, Superman stepped in at the crucial moment and prevented catastrophe. Once when the parade of horses were made to bolt and carry Nancy Bardet to death, and once when a piece of track was removed from the amusement park roller coaster. But this time, Midway Martin and his henchman Kelly planned to set fire to Happy Land and raise it to the ground. Having overheard their plan, Superman is on his way to Happy Land in order to wait there for Martin and Kelly and catch them in the act. In the meantime, Nancy Bardet and her close friend Lois Lane, star girl reporter of the Daily Planet, have become worried about Kent and his whereabouts. Together they have come to Carnival Town looking for Kent, unaware that Midway Martin is waiting for them, waiting anxiously. A new, even more diabolical plan for getting possession of Happy Land running through his mind. Listen.
Oh, I don't wonder that Martin tried to buy you off, Nancy. This place hasn't a chance now that Happy Land's open. Just a dump.
I'm not even thinking about that now, Lois. Frankly, I'm worried. If anything happened to Mr. Kent, I'll never forgive myself.
Well, if anything does happen, it'll be his own fault. It's about time he learned to mind his own business. Where do we find Martin?
He has an office in that little shack over there.
Well, come on. Clark Kent's been here. We'll find out soon enough. There's a light. Somebody's in. Hold it, I'll knock.
Lois, do you think this is the right thing to do?
Shh. Someone's coming.
Well, Miss Bardet, this is a pleasure. Come right in. You're the last person in the world I expected to see at Carnival Town, Miss Bardet.
Well, you won't see us for very long, Mr. Martin. Where's Mr. Kent?
I'm afraid I don't know you, young lady.
My name is Lois Lane. I'm a reporter for the Daily Planet.
Oh, the Daily Planet, huh? Well, that's very interesting. Very interesting.
Has Mr. Kent been here, Mr. Martin?
Who is Mr. Kent?
You don't have to put on an act for us. All we want is information. Where's Clark Kent?
Is this man Kent a particular friend of yours, Miss Lane?
What difference does that make?
Quite a lot of difference. as you'll soon discover.
Now listen, Mr. Martin. I'm sick and tired of wasting time with you. Unless I get a decent answer out of you, I'll call the police.
Please, Mr. Martin, tell us where Mr. Kent is.
Mr. Kent is perfectly safe for the time being.
What do you mean?
Just what I said. Nothing will happen to Mr. Kent, providing I get what I want.
Where is it? What have you done with him?
That's my business, Miss Lane.
I'm going to make it the business of the police.
Give away that phone.
I will not. Operator, operator.
Give me that phone.
Oh.
I'm giving the orders now.
You can't get away with anything like this, Lois, please.
Well, he can't. I'll have him thrown into jail.
I don't think you'll do anything, Miss Lane. If you want to see Kent again.
Mr. Martin, why are you doing this? What is it you want?
I want the Happy Land Amusement Park. And I'm willing to pay $15,000 for it.
Well, you can't have it at any price, you blackmailer.
Please, Lois. Happy Land belongs to me. I can do anything I want with it.
But you can't give it to that rat for one-tenth of what it cost to build.
I got the papers right here on my desk. Together with a certified check for $15,000.
Don't sign any papers, Nancy. He's nothing but a thief.
You keep out of this, girlie. Now, Miss Bardet.
If I sell Happy Land to you, will you release Mr. Kent?
Why, of course. That's part of the bargain. Sign right here.
Nancy, don't.
Wait a minute. Hello?
Midway. This is Kelly.
Oh?
Kelly. Hey, listen, Midway.
Where are you?
I'm trying to tell you. I ducked out the back window because I had to get to a phone. Kent skipped.
What?
Yeah, he beat it. When those dames came and I went into the back room, I found them gone. The ropes are busted.
Why, that's impossible.
Well, maybe, but he ain't there. Now, what'll I do?
Get my car ready. We'll be leaving in 10 minutes.
Okay, Midway.
I'm sorry, Miss Bardet, but I haven't any time to waste. Sign right here.
She's not going to sign anything.
That suits me. I'll be seeing you.
What about Mr. Kent?
I'm afraid you won't see Mr. Kent again.
No. Come back.
Let him go, Nancy. He's bluffing.
Mr. Martin, come back.
Will you sign?
Yes, I will.
All right. Here's the bill of sale and a pen.
Oh, you're making a big mistake, Nancy.
That's none of your business, girlie.
He's bluffing, Nancy. There. I've signed it. Where's Mr. Kent?
Why, I'm afraid your smart little girlfriend was right, Miss Bardet. I was bluffing. Kent isn't here. You'll probably find him back at Happy Land. Well, so long. Thanks for everything.
Lois, he can't do that. Lois!
Well, he's done it.
But it's crooked. Can't we call the police?
Too late for the police. Now, listen to me. I'm going to follow Martin. We've got to get that bill of sale back. By fair means or foul. You see if you can locate Clark Kent. Tell him to wait at Happy Land for my call. Is that clear?
But, Lois, you can't go alone. Something may happen.
Now, don't you worry about me. You locate Clark. Tell him not to budge until he hears from me. So long.
Lois. Lois.
Leaving Nancy Bardet in tears, Lois Lane courageously follows Midway Martin into the darkness with no thought of the danger confronting her. An hour passes, and back at Happy Land, Nancy and Clark Kent anxiously await the telephone call that has not yet come. Listen.
You say Lois said not to budge from here until I heard from her, Miss Bardet?
Yes, that's what she said. Oh, you don't think anything's happened to her, Mr. Kent, do you?
Oh, no, I'm sure nothing has. Lois can take care of herself pretty well. Of course, she was foolish to follow them alone.
Oh, I told her not to, but she wouldn't listen to me. Oh, why did all this have to happen? It's my fault.
Oh, no, no. You mustn't say things like that, Miss Bardet.
But it's true. I shouldn't have sold Happy Land at the beginning.
Well, you... Oh, that's Lois. I'll take it. Hello? Hello?
Is it Lois?
Well, hello? Doesn't seem to be anyone on the line. Hello? Hello?
Hang up and maybe she'll ring back.
Probably an out-of-town call. It's been over an hour since she left Carnival Town. Do you know whether Kelly went with Martin?
Well, I'm not sure. It's strange, but I still can't believe that Kelly was working with Martin all the time. How could I have been such a fool as to hire a man like that to run Happy Land? The very man who would do me the most harm.
Oh, well, after all, Miss Bardet, you didn't know he was Martin's henchman. You couldn't possibly have even guessed it.
I suppose not. Why doesn't Lois call?
Now, don't you worry. She will. Say, incidentally, Miss Bardet, that paper you told me you signed for Martin, what did it say?
Oh, I didn't even bother to read it. Nothing seemed to matter then. He said it was a bill of sale.
Uh-huh. Did he give you a copy of it?
No. All he gave me was a certified check for $15,000. One-tenth of what Happyland is worth.
Oh, well, I can see now why Lois was so anxious to follow Martin and recover the bill of sale. If we don't, I'm afraid Midway Martin is the new owner of Happyland.
But, Mr. Kent, aren't there laws to protect people against crooks like Martin?
Yes, yes, there are, Miss Bardette. From what you tell me, the transaction appears to be absolutely legal. After all, you signed a bill of sale and he paid you $15,000 for the amusement park.
But Happyland's worth $150,000. That's what my father spent to build it.
Well, we'll find some way of getting it back for you, Miss Bardette. If the law can't help us, we'll take other steps.
It's been 5 minutes since that phone rang. Oh, I'm getting nervous waiting.
Oh, now, oh, there it is. I'll take it. Hello? Lois? Lois, where are you? I can't understand you, Lois. Speak louder, will you? Oh, I still can't understand you. It's a bad connection, Lois. Wait a minute, will you? Operator. Operator.
Number, please.
Operator, this connection is bad. I can't hear the party.
One moment, please.
All right, thank you. It's Lois, Miss Bardette. But I can't hear a word she's saying.
Where is she?
Well, I don't know yet. Probably some country town.
Here's your party.
Oh, thanks. Hello? Hello?
What? This is Lois.
Yes, yes, Lois. Where are you?
I followed Martin and Kelly.
I know that, but where are you? Where are you calling from?
I think they discovered I was following
them. Lois, answer me, will you? Where are you?
Oh, I'll tell you. Now, listen carefully. I'm at home.
Lois! Lois! Operator! 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 Hello! Operator!
Where is Lois Lane? And what was responsible for the sudden interruption that put an end to her telephone conversation with Clark Kent? Did Martin and Kelly surprise her at the phone? Or has something even more sinister menaced the courageous girl reporter? How will Kent, a Superman, speed to a raid with nothing to go by but a few muffled words over the wire? Don't forget to tune in next time for the thrilling, smashing climax of the story.
Up in the sky! Look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.